in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield here on this Friday, October 10th edition. Pastor Chatfield, what you just spoke out of Scripture, out of the Bible, I want you to go into detail now and explain exactly what those passages mean in relationship to the current events we're happening that are experiencing right now in the real world. This Prince of Peace, this person who forced people to sign this big, massive peace agreement treaty. Talk about what you just said from the Bible.
Okay. Daniel's 70th week. Daniel chapter 9. 70 weeks are determined upon thine Israel. Here's what I believe. And this is what most, what we would call evangelical Baptist, fundamental Baptist, most of your listeners would their pastors would teach this, but not all, that there are 70 sevens in Daniel, and we are now between the 69th and 70th week. The 70th week of Daniel, a literal seven-year period, will begin when there's a signing of a peace treaty of 7 years, a seven-year peace treaty, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, 1 7-year period. Excuse me. Now, so everything's going to look good. He's brought peace to the Middle East. Okay? But in the middle of the week, after 3.5 years, they're going to have some sort of a big celebration, and he's going to come into Israel, Jerusalem, and I believe it with a rebuilt temple, and he's going to desecrate it. He's going to declare himself to be God. He's going to say, I am God. Worship me. And at that point, Israel will know that this guy isn't their friend after all. And there's going to come a great persecution, not just of the Jews, but of Christians also. And that's the time of what we would call the Great Tribulation.
Okay, stop right there. So the signing, you're saying, of this agreement and the steps they're going through basically begins the seven-year period, and in 3.5 years, which would be, what, spring of 28, if I'm looking at the, no, maybe longer, 29, whatever. My question is this. This person, are you referring to, you believe that the pieces are lining up, that this person is Donald Trump? Is he the Prince of Qatar? Who is it that appears in 3.5 years and desecrates that process?
I do not think it's President Trump. I don't know. I mean, he talks in such, but he always does, grandiose terms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm bringing everlasting peace. I don't like that phrase. I put something, you know, no way. I don't like that. I put something, a comment. No, you're not.
So my theory was it was Qatar, because in my opinion, they're being two-faced. They're being a typical Muslim faith country. They want to appear friends with Trump, and they're going to give $700 billion or trillion or whatever the number was, dollars, to make improvements in your country. We're going to give you a plane to use as Air Force One. Okay? We're going to do this, we're going to do that, blah, blah, blah. But Hamas leaders were in Qatar, known high-up leadership was in Qatar, talking with these princes of Qatar in their country. That's why Netanyahu sent those missiles there to kill those leaders. My question is this, is Qatar potentially the one playing two sides against the middle, trying to be friends with the United States and Israel, trying to be friends with Hamas and Iran? I mean, and could they end up being actually this prince that walks in and desecrates in 3.5 years? It's got to be somebody, is what you're saying, yes, according to Scripture.
But I don't know who it is.
Of course,
I do,
we don't.
Not know.
Yeah.
Yes.
God
knows. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
But I am saying everlasting peace is not coming to this world until Jesus Christ comes back and brings peace with him. And even he will rule with a rod of iron.
Yep.
President Trump is, I think he means well. Okay, we're going to get everybody together, and he's a great deal maker, and he's going to fix this. Yes. Let me make another comment about Qatar, Europe, everybody. The European leaders that came over, and when was this, a month or two ago, it seems like, where he brought them all to Washington, D.C., and they were all sitting around the table, and they were talking about, you know, the European Union and talking about NATO and talking about all these things. Do you think that they actually like Trump and respect him?
Not at all.
No, I don't think so. No,
they hate the guy because he is so powerful and dictates to them, tells them how it's going to be. You're going to increase your funding to NATO. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. There's that one girl, that blonde. What country was she from? I forget. Did you see her rolling her eyes?
Yes.
That one.
A lack of discipline on her part. You got to play the part. But here's what they're thinking. Look, we've got about a little over 3 years to deal with Trump, and we're going to get a new president.
Yep.
And so we're going to keep things going. Now, by the way, I support our Constitution. You can like or not like the fact that Trump can't run again. I would not support Donald Trump running for president again.
He can't.
No way.
It's over. He's not going to do that.
I hope not.
Those stupid hats he had printed up, Trump 2028, was just a prop. His ego and his way of threatening people. Oh, hey, cool. You know, you guys, I'm going to run again. I don't care what the Constitution says. He's not going to do that. But I do think he's grooming Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance to be our ticket in 28.
Okay. All right. That's fine. And that's our political process. That's what we've done for a couple hundred years.
Yep.
We have our arguments, and whoever gets the Republican nomination, you can pretty much rest assured I'll support them.
Yep.
But, you know, we have a constitutional republic, and we honor our Constitution. The European leaders, I don't think, really respect Trump. They just fear him.
Yep.
They don't really like him.
Absolutely.
They fear him. And that is just the way it is. President Trump is trying to do right and good. I give him that. But we're not going to have everlasting peace. Not happening until Jesus Christ comes back. Listen, we can go all the way back to, what year was it, 78, 77, when we had the Camp David Accords with Menachem Begin and Jimmy Carter and Anwar Sadat.
Sadat,
I mean,
yes.
Yeah, you know, and Jimmy Carter, he wanted to bring peace. Reagan did his part. Everybody does their part. Everybody wants peace in the Middle East. Okay, I get it. But everlasting peace is not coming.
Correct me if I'm wrong on that statement you just made. I didn't see anything of 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama and Biden trying to further peace in the Middle East.
In a different way.
Yeah, because they gave billions of dollars to Iran that they could turn around and use against us. I mean,
their motives were this. Look, if we can just treat people right, like Iran, and help them, they'll have an obligation to somehow come to the negotiating table and make peace with Israel. Now, do I agree with that? No. But I don't think that...
Yeah, how'd that work out for us?
It didn't work out. But I don't think President Obama's motives were bad. It's just his tactics or strategy was bad. That's my view. Okay. And that is the way that is. Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants peace.
What did Biden do 4 years in the Oval Office to create peace in the Middle East? What did he do?
I know what you have to give me a while to dig to find that.
But I can't think of one thing.
But look, everybody wanted peace. Everybody, for when they shall say peace and safety, the world is clamoring for peace. Everybody wants peace. And but even, listen, even the Islamists want peace. They want peace. They just want, their word for peace is kind of the same word as their word for surrender. We'll get peace when we wipe out Israel. They want peace. You know, that's what they want.
They just want their version of peace.
Yeah, exactly. Their version of peace, which is Israel wiped off the face of the earth. That's their version of peace.
And Israel right now is saying, we're going to wipe off Hamas off the face of the earth. So this is a pretty big deal.
Let me make a comment to people like Tucker Carlson and Candace.
Owen.
Look, Candace Owen. Every country does what they do for their own self-interest. That's what George Washington said in his farewell address. Just write it down. I'm not saying that the nation of Israel, every policy that they have has been perfect and right and righteous. I'm not saying that. They're a country. They're not perfect. But all I'm saying is that they are still the nation, the special nation on earth that God chose. Doesn't mean everybody's going to heaven when they die. They need to be born again, need to put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. True. But they are a special nation on earth. And that's what some of, see, Candace Owen and Tucker, their theology's wrong. They don't believe the Bible that's sitting on my lap right now. Let's put it this way. They've bought into this replacement theology, this idea that the church, you can't interpret everything in the Old Testament as literal. That all the promises to God to bless Israel are now interpreted in the church, and that God has taken Israel and set them aside, and that they're not a special nation, haven't been a special nation for 2,000 years, and they get off into just ridiculous, ridiculous conspiracies that Israel, I don't know if you've heard something like this. This is, I almost don't even want to mention it. That Israel was a part of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Because Charlie Kirk was starting to see the truth about Israel, and then Israel took him out.
Yeah, I saw those stories.
That was just so absurd. I mean, and the next breath they tell us we never landed on the moon. And the earth is flat. And you can't believe anything. That is so absurd.
Yeah, I get it. Well, one thing that I do want to talk about, Dave Ajima's blowing up my phone. He wants to come on the first segment, short segment, next hour, because he says a lot of people, including Donald Trump, don't understand Muslims and don't understand their call to action in the Quran. And we're going to talk about that with Dave, but... Got it. Appreciate it so far. If you have any other text messages, final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield, get them to me as quickly as possible. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231 231- 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Financing in Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Where do we go from here now that all of the children are growing up? Then how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. I did get a text message, and I think this is somewhat relevant to the conversation, because I think that when people hear this, and whether or not this comes to fruition or not, we'll see. But Israel agreed, since freeing the remaining hostages is being done up front, Israel knows Hamas will never stop attacking Israel. So the remaining points of the peace deal will actually become moot. Any freed terrorists, talking about the 1,952 prisoners that Israel is releasing, will then become active again, targets with Israel, and will end up causing Israel to have to finish the job of taking those Hamas prisoners, basically having to kill them. They'll go back to war with them. In the meantime, however, Israel will focus on Syria and Yemen, and Trump knows this. Gives Muslim countries an out when Hamas is actually defeated. Hamas is a threat even to the other Arab nations. Your take on that statement and potentially, I know you don't know what's going to happen, but it is potentially could. I mean, you're giving them back 1,952 terrorists. I mean, what are these guys going to do? Go home and be farmers? I mean, they're going to stop their cause after they get released from prison? That's not going to happen. Those guys come right back and start fighting again.
Okay, I'm reading from Genesis 16, verse 12, talking about the children of Ishmael, then his children. Some people think this is I misinterpret this, but that's what I believe, that Ishmael is the father of the Arab people. And the Bible says in Genesis 16, 12, and he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of their brethren. The Arab people have long hated Israel, but they hate each other too. Listen, there is no love lost between Saudi Arabia and Hamas. And there's an awful lot of animosity there. And the entire Muslim world, for that matter. And Iran, remember, is not an Arab nation. They're a Persian nation, different language, and they're a different sect of Islam. They're Shia or Shiite, and the majority are Sunni, but there's just an awful lot of, among the Arabs, hatred of each other. Yes, he'll be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man against him. That's proven true for 3,000 years.
Right. So, what about Syria and Yemen? How do they factor into this?
Well, they're Arab, and they were everybody's out for themselves. It's their hand against every man.
Yeah.
And I do believe that President Trump has it right when he says the only thing those people understand is force and power. That's what they understand. And some previous administrations were trying to deal with them like you would deal with an average nation, you know, and we'll, you know, give and take. They don't understand
diplomacy.
Give and take. That just doesn't work. That's my understanding. That's my belief.
Now, on the final point, we enter into this deal. Donald Trump's got to stop using that phrase. I agree with you. When I heard him say it yesterday, everlasting peace, I'm like, oh, Mr. President, you don't get your history. You haven't read enough of the Bible. You don't know who these people are. Stop saying it. It's not going to happen until Jesus comes. So just stop using it.
Right.
But he's about branding. He's all about promotion. He's all about perception. And if he keeps... You know, like Hitler, you know, tell a big enough lie long enough, people start believing it. If he starts promoting this, that, hey, guys, this is a big deal. You guys come together. We work together in opening up prosperity across your region. He's going to rebuild Gaza. Did you hear what he said about rebuilding Gaza, the actual physical property in Gaza?
Yes, yes.
It's going to be a palace. He's going to go to Qatar. He's going to go to Saudi Arabia. You cough up some money, guys. We'll throw a little bit in. This is going to be a crowdfunding thing. You guys are going to all chip in, and we're going to make it a golden palace. And we're going to make this an absolute unbelievable place for people to come and visit, tourism. Oh, my God, this is going to be huge. He pulls that off?
Well, look, that. Something like that would take decades. I mean, obviously.
No, not that. It will not. They decades. Got so much money. They will come in there within a year. That place will be leveled and rebuilt. They got money.
I rarely make predictions on your show here, Randy.
No.
A year? It will take a long time to do that.
No.
It is. It would take a long time.
It will be
time.
Done before the end of Trump's term.
Okay.
Mark my words, okay. I said that today, October 10th. My granddaughter's Jessica Nicole's birthday. I said it. So
okay.
Hey, what are you going to be preaching in the Bible, in the book on Sunday?
I'm going to be on this subject to some measure. Hey, the only peace ever coming to this world is Jesus Christ. And you have peace in your heart only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing the gospel, Christ died for our sins, was buried, rose again. Peace on this earth is not going to happen until Jesus comes.
Amen. Amen. We'll see you on the radio, sir.
Okay. All right. Real good.
Final hour today's show. Dave Ajma in the first short segment in hour number 3. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you.